Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Universe, the book of the BBC TV series, presented by Professor Brian Cox, is a popular science companion volume written by Andrew Cohen. With a foreword by Professor Brian Cox, published as a tie-in to the BBC series, it presents modern cosmology and astronomy for general readers rather than specialists. Its purpose is to explain the large-scale story of the cosmos, from the earliest moments after the Big Bang to the formation of stars, planets, galaxies, black holes, and the possible long-term fate of everything. The book combines accessible explanation with the visual emphasis expected from a television-linked publication, drawing on space imagery and discoveries from modern telescopes and probes. Its central appeal lies in connecting spectacular cosmic phenomena with the scientific methods that make them knowable, rather than treating the universe as a remote abstraction. It frames it as an evolving physical history in which Earth, life, and human curiosity occupy a small but meaningful place. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the universe as a physical history, beginning with the Big Bang. A major focus of the book is the idea that the universe can be understood as a history rather than as a static backdrop. It begins with the question of origins, especially the Big Bang and the early conditions from which matter, radiation, stars, and galaxies eventually emerged. The value of this approach is that it gives readers a sequence of cause and consequence. The universe expands, cools, forms structure, and leaves observable traces that scientists can study. This makes cosmology less dependent on speculation and more connected to evidence. The book emphasizes that modern science has made the first moments of existence more accessible than earlier generations thought possible, even though fundamental questions remain. By presenting cosmic history at this scale, Cohen helps readers understand why the beginning of the universe is not merely a philosophical issue. It affects the distribution of galaxies, the formation of chemical elements, and the ultimate future of the cosmos. The result is a framework in which familiar objects such as Earth and the Sun are placed within a much larger chain of physical development. Secondly, stars as engines of matter, structure, and cosmic change. The book treats stars not simply as points of light, but as active systems that shape the universe. Stellar birth and clouds of gas, the long process of nuclear fusion, and the violent endings of massive stars all matter because they explain how the cosmos becomes chemically and structurally complex. Stars create many of the elements needed for planets and life, and their deaths can seed surrounding space with material for later generations of star systems. This gives stellar evolution a central role in the book. It links the beauty of nebulae and supernova remnants to the underlying physics of gravity, pressure, heat, and nuclear reactions. The mention of phenomena such as zombie stars reflects the book's interest in the strange outcomes of stellar death, including compact remnants and unusual astronomical objects. For general readers, this topic is important because it shows that the night sky is dynamic. Stars are born, transform their surroundings, and die in ways that influence what can exist afterward. The book uses this cycle to show that cosmic change occurs across vast timescales but follows understandable physical principles. Thirdly, alien worlds and the collapse of Earth-centered assumptions. Another significant theme is the modern discovery of planets beyond the solar system. The book notes that humanity once regarded Earth as unique in a practical observational sense, but astronomers have now found thousands of exoplanets. This changes how readers should think about planetary systems. Planets are not rare decorations around stars but common products of cosmic formation. The book uses striking examples, including unusual worlds such as diamond planets, to communicate the diversity that modern astronomy has revealed. The reasoning behind this emphasis is not only descriptive. Exoplanets force a reconsideration of habitability, planetary evolution, and the conditions under which life might arise. At the same time, the book remains grounded in the fact that Earth is still the only known home of life. That balance is important. It avoids reducing the topic to either certainty about alien life or empty speculation. Instead, it presents exoplanet research as a field where discovery has expanded the possible forms of worlds while preserving the scientific discipline of evidence. Readers gain a clearer sense of why planet hunting is central to contemporary astronomy. Fourthly, the Milky Way as a changing galaxy shaped by gravity and black holes. The book gives particular attention to the Milky Way, using it as the reader's local example of galactic structure and evolution. The galaxy is not presented as a fixed island of stars. It has a history, a structure, and a future shaped by gravity, star formation, collisions, and the supermassive black hole at its center. This focus helps translate the immense scale of galaxies into a more coherent subject. By discussing the Milky Way's formation and eventual destruction or transformation, the book makes clear that even galaxies are temporary arrangements in cosmic time. Black holes are especially important in this account because they challenge ordinary intuition. A black hole heavier than a billion suns is not only an exotic object, but also a gravitational influence capable of shaping its environment. The book's treatment of such objects reflects a broader theme: the universe is governed by forces that can produce both order and violence. For readers, the Milky Way provides a bridge between familiar astronomy and deep cosmology, showing how our own galactic home participates in the same large-scale processes seen throughout the universe. Lastly, observation, imagery, and the public communication of modern cosmology. Because the book is tied to a BBC television series, its method of explanation is as important as its subject matter. It relies on a combination of clear prose, visual presentation, and the authority of recent observational science. NASA imagery, telescope data, and space probe discoveries are not treated as decoration alone. They function as evidence and as a way to help readers grasp phenomena that cannot be experienced directly. This is a distinctive feature of the book's educational approach. It translates scale through images and comparisons, then connects those images to scientific interpretation. The role of Brian Cox's foreword also matters because it situates the book within a broader public science tradition that encourages outward curiosity rather than inward. Abstraction. The book does not aim to be a technical textbook, and that is both a strength and a limitation. Its strength is accessibility, especially for readers who want an organized introduction to current cosmic knowledge. Its limitation is that advanced readers may want more mathematical detail. Even so, the visual and narrative method makes complex astronomy approachable without abandoning scientific seriousness. In conclusion, the universe is best suited to general readers who want a visually rich, scientifically informed introduction to cosmology and astronomy. It will particularly appeal to viewers of the BBC series, admirers of Brian Cox's public science work, and readers who are curious about black holes, exoplanets, stars, galaxies, and the Big Bang, but do not want a heavily mathematical treatment. Its intellectual benefit is synthesis. It brings together many separate areas of astronomy into one broad life story of the cosmos, helping readers see how planetary science, stellar evolution, galactic structure, and cosmic expansion are connected. Its practical benefit is observational literacy. After reading it, a reader is better equipped to understand why telescopes, probes, and astronomical images matter, and why new discoveries can alter our picture of the universe. Compared with many popular astronomy books, it stands out because of its BBC series connection, its visual orientation, and its emphasis on recent discoveries presented as a coherent cosmic narrative. It is not the most technical book in the field, nor is it intended to be. Its distinctive value lies in combining scientific accessibility, dramatic scale, and high-quality visual context in a form that makes the modern universe understandable to a broad audience. If you would like to support Andrew Cohen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.